headphones.
Okay. Thank you, Killer, for
hooking
up the wireless. Yeah, we got you.
You got me on the wireless here?
Yeah.
How am I coming in?
Good. Even though you're walking away from me, you're still, yeah, okay.
I'm like 50 feet away from you. You still got me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's a gentleman here. Hi, sir. What's your name?
George, you know damn well who this is.
Hey, it's our buddy Clarence Murphy.
Hey. Yeah, how you doing, Donovan Miller? It's Clarence Murphy, your maintenance guy in your building.
What are you doing out here at Star Power?
Well, you know, I live up here at a retirement community up in Carrollton Way, and I was coming through here, and I thought I'd stop by.
Well, it's good to see you. It's good to see you getting a new TV.
Yeah, getting a new TV. You know, I have to replace mine. My picture tube blowed out. And, I just had a little 13-inch black and white set, and I had it for quite some time, but it's in a console, you know, it sits on the floor, and the thing's as big as a Buick, but the TV part's real small-like.
Well, don't replace the part. You need to get a new HD TV here from Star Power.
Yeah, they sell flat screen black and whites. Can I get...
No, they don't sell those.
They don't have plasma black and whites?
No, they have the good stuff here.
I'm not sure I'm interested in it. I don't even know anything about this stuff. What does HD stand for? Now, see, in my Viagra mind, HD stands for hard...
Whoa, you can't say that. It stands for high definition. It gives you a better picture.
Yeah, well, I want to get one of these TVs that has all the pornography on it.
They don't sell TVs like that.
I want to see people trying to have babies with each other.
All right, Clarence.
That's
dirty
ridiculous.
Old man.
That's horrible.
All right, good to see you, Clarence. Good luck in finding a TV.
Good to see you, John.
All right. There's Clarence out here shopping for TVs. Sounds like he's a little behind the times.
Sounds like he's
horny, gosh.
Too.
Wait till you see who this is. Hi, sir.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, it's Norm. Of course he's at Star Power.
Yeah, he's got to be.
Do you have to be a star to be at Star Power?
Oh, he loves saying it that way. So what are you doing?
I'm just came by here to see your show.
Oh, okay, well, thanks for the support.
See how you guys are doing. Plus, I need to get a new television myself, and I'm trying to get one of those TVs that has all the pornography on it.
Hey, what is it with these TVs this morning? There's no such television. Sorry, ma'am.
I'm also trying to get a TV installed on the back of my Taurus for Andy to watch.
Okay. I don't know if they have those kind of TVs here.
We're on the tollway. I'm really going to try to pimp up my ride, you know? Really black it up. You know?
All right, Norm. You can't talk like that.
Well, I grew up in FDR times, and we talked like that back then.
Oh, right.
I mean, I knew many minorities that did that to their Model Ts.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, big rims, that sort of thing. Yeah, big. What kind of mic tech?
I don't know. Larry Bud Melvin here.
That's right. I grew up in the first Great Depression. Now we're in the second one.
It's not funny, Norm.
Oh, people are having a hard time with it.
That's right, pal.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing.
It's a tough deal out there. But I think it's safe to say that the stock market is as dead as the body of Generalissimo Francisco Franco.
Oh my gosh, that's an ender. All right, Norm, good to see you.
It's 30 years old.
Good to see you, pal.
All right, there's Norm out here at Star Power. And I think there's another radio show out here, too.
Really? That's weird.
Should I go up to him?
We're the only ones broadcasting.
You'll be shut.
Guy Sports setting up shop here at the Star Power in North Dallas.
Guy Sports.
As we continue on the Sports Radio Network.
What? Generic?
We're in commercial now, Josh. All right, give me the lineup for our guest next hour. Rich Pamenco, sure, got him. You know, I don't know if I want to do Mickey Spagnuolo again. He's just on too much with us, I think. Okay, sure. We'll do Mickey Spagnuolo. What time are we going to do that? 9:10. Okay. And who do we got coming on to talk? Chuck Kelly. Okay, Chuck Kelly.
A terrible lineup. Hey, George, talk to him. He's in a break.
And who's that? Well, I don't know that I want to do a shtick call. Is that what you call it there, Josh? Okay, what's his name? He calls himself Line 4 Guy? That doesn't make sense. Okay, we'll do it.
Talk to him, George.
Hey, Guy Sports, it's me, George Dunham from The Ticket. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing?
Remember me from the Super Bowl?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, we've talked to you a couple times, and just what are you doing out here?
We're doing a show. Star Power's having some sales going on, so they brought me out here.
What's the name of your show again?
The Guy Sports Show.
The Guys Sports.
Sports, two T's.
Okay, and it's on what network? Network?
It's on the National Radio Network.
Oh, okay.
Generic.
That's really generic. So how long are you out here for? Like a five-hour show, two-hour show? How long's your show?
My show is 6 hours.
6 hours?
Yes.
Talking about what?
Sports and only sports. We don't do any of that guy talk kind of stuff. Although we do have some promos of me making a funny face and it says guy talk. But that's because my name is Guy.
I got to tell you, it sounds pretty boring.
What do you mean? Since when is sports boring? I think at a time like this in our nation, we could use a little sports talk.
Well, yeah, we like sports too, but it just seems kind of, you know, 6 hours.
Yeah, 6 hours, but I think that it's worth it to do it for. What is your name again?
George.
And what station do you work for?
The Ticket.
In Dallas?
Yes.
Get the mic out of my face. Get the mic out of my face right now.
Oh, no.
Get out of here.
He does hate us. All right, that's Wireless Mike Fun here at Star Power. It is 8:50 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up.